Mike Tyson did an interview with a young aspiring journalist yesterday. So this young girl, she's got to be 10, 11 years old, right?
Yes.
And here's how that went. Vintage Tyson. Again, like an 11-year-old's asking the questions here.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead.
We're just dead.
Oh. You know what? I will say this. If you have seen that interview and watched it, that little girl did a fantastic job.
Oh, she crushed it, man.
She didn't get rattled at all.
No.
Good job by her.
She was not to be deterred. She asked another follow-up question and leads it off by saying, I've never heard that perspective before.
He's like, who else would care for me? They're just my kids, maybe, my grandkids, but I'm just going to die.
Mr. Tyson, what does this fight do for your everlasting legacy? Who cares? I'm going to die. I'm going to be worm food.
He's in the zone.
6 feet under.
He's in the zone.
One day I'm going to be decomposing 6 feet under. None of this means anything
Unreal.
In the grand scheme of humanity.
Unreal.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Tyson. I'm 11. I've never thought about death in my life. Really appreciate that.